Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for now Wednesday, of course, the 9th of October. So I hope you're all keeping well. It's great to have you with us as always. And the whole idea of this session is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So this is where we do the large bulk of our analysis in terms of trade identification, what we're looking to trade, and therefore how we're looking to trade it and what our expectations are and decisions of that nature. So without further ado, let's get straight into it then. We'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. And just as an introduction, really, all profitable traders, they need to consider, make decisions around which markets to trade, which markets should get our attention, and then where do we then enter and exit those markets, and trying to do so consistently along with risk management, not just risk management in terms of how much capital you're committing to each trade, but also trade management. So what decisions do you make if the price moves in your favor, along with trading psychology, all very important features. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent. No matter what's going on around us, we want to try and remain relatively calm, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. Okay, so let's start with a review of this market moving news then. So for that, we'll bring up Forex Factory. So here we go. A bit of a quiet start to the week, really. Monday and Tuesday, nothing of any major interest. ECOFIN meetings and some broadly quite mixed lower level news events over the course of the trading day. Now, today is when these markets start getting a little bit more interesting, broadly due to the FOMC at the bottom of the screen just later on this morning. Later on this evening, should I say. Now, overnight, we were fully expecting the RBNZ to cut rates 50 basis points, which it did. So we saw when a central bank cuts rates, it's weak for the currency. The problem we've got with these current conditions is we have all central banks cutting at the same time. So it's true, really, if you're talking about interest rate differential opportunities, it's quite difficult to assess, you know, which central bank is going to cut lower over a certain period of time over and above other central banks. Now, we have this little key on the left-hand side of the screen, which sort of gives you a little bit of a breakdown in terms of where each central bank currently stands. And you can see the UK and the US are at the top of the pile. And the problem we have now with the US and the Fed is that we're getting such positive economic data. There is, firstly, a very valid question to ask, why did you need to cut 50 basis points? And secondly, how many more cuts do we actually need, full stop? And that's a far cry from a week ago, where it was the Fed are cutting rates back to neutral, and the economy is performing really well, but they're wanting to bring those rates down because they've conquered inflation. Well, it's funny how things and quickly things can change, because due to the stellar bumper numbers, the economy is performing really well. No major signs of weakness. If you look at the main key headlines, if you look at growth, you know, we're up over 3%. If you look at inflation, we're coming back down to 2%. If you look at got a bit of weakness on the manufacturing side, flat retail sales, although they've been relatively positive recently. So there is areas of concern, but the broad headline numbers are performing particularly well. Unemployment numbers, like if we believe the numbers we got on Friday, that's absolutely stellar. Now, there's reasons to be cautious about that as well. Now, we still have this dynamic playing out, which is really why we're still broadly supportive of the dollar strength trade, which is the significant uptick we've seen in the bond yields. So we've seen this rally here just in the middle, just broadly bottoming out around when the Fed actually cut 50 basis points. We've seen a pretty significant rally in the 2-year and the 10-year. And we were inverted there for a little bit on Monday. So we're around, as a result of the Fed cutting rates and a really strong jobs market, we've jumped from roughly around 3.5 to 4%. So is that now the new neutral, which means we probably don't need that many more rate cuts, maybe 3 or 4 additional rate cuts. We have no idea where these bond yields are going to go from here. With a softening Fed, or let's say a dovish Fed in terms of cutting rates, you'd expect those rates to come down, except they're showing something different, which really sets up that dollar risk, that dollar strength trade, potentially kind of a risk-off market dynamic. It's going to be really fascinating to see tonight, and there's lots of articles and stuff in there as well, or there will be later on, about the FOMC meeting minutes. Was everyone really advocates of cutting 50 basis points, or was there concern along those lines? And if so, who was concerned? And how does that set things up for next time round? So a bit of analysis to be done. We will get a detailed breakdown on this type of thing. But the markets will probably react quite significantly to that in terms of if they were previously very, very dovish, are they now still very, very dovish? Because there's an argument to suggest that's not such a great move. Crude oil inventories getting another positive number. We suggest that inventories are quite high. Again, potentially impacting demand. So we did get that rollover yesterday in the in crude oil and also in gold as well in the end. So we'll see if we get opportunities to buy those. We'll have a look at the charts in just a second. And then all eyes will be really focused on tomorrow's headline CPI numbers. So expected inflation be coming back to 2%. So we're seeing further improvement, 2.3, with pretty flat month-on-month for core and CPI. So we'll see. Again, will this surprise to the upside? Will it come in line with expectations? Or will it actually come in a little bit lower? These are the questions that we'll be asking ourselves. Okay, so where does that leave us then from these markets? Well, straight off the bat, we can absolutely maintain our weaker stance when it comes to these markets. And you can see the direction of travel that we've been able to sort of benefit from recently. So yeah, we're going to stick with that US dollar. Now, the equity markets are in a different, they're in a slightly different dynamic, which is quite indecisive and not as clear. So we did get a good rally yesterday. Now, we're not really interested in the rally, but we are interested in the potential rollover. So we can have a look and see. And same yesterday, we were looking at the sell trade in the DAX, but it needed to be below the 18908 in terms of a breakout next leg to the downside, and we didn't get it. So we're still in this little 6-day, 5-day sort of sideways moving pattern. A bit of indecision currently. Bit of a rally yesterday for no significant reason. I suppose we did have upside in Nvidia, and I think it was it Facebook yesterday. A bit of negativity in other areas, but so what we have is a risk-off market dynamic potential, and a bit of weakness across European equities, a bit of weakness in China, potentially a bit of weakness coming through with the US indices, with the potential for Google to be broken up because of its size and influence. In addition to that, if we look at commodities, we've got crude oil on the right-hand side of the screen. You know, we were able to take profits up at these $75, $76 level. We did rally a little bit higher before that pullback. So now we're actually in a stage where we might actually end up just rolling a little bit lower, but we'll be looking to buy at these lower prices if we get an opportunity. And we've now got that dollar strength trade playing out in gold. So I think it's after the European close, we actually saw a really sizable move in gold to the downside. And we did get below the 26.23, which was our trigger price. Now, since we rallied lower, we've kind of bounced back into that level, which is important. And we'll see if there's like an opportunity to get into that. You see, the stop losses need to be quite wide, and it's quite expensive to trade gold. So we had some joy with the New Zealand dollar. We booked in profits with the New Zealand dollar, Aussie dollar, I think the Euro dollar from last week, the pound dollar, I think. So we've had a few of these little dollar trades with further downside expected, really. We let the market decide when this dollar strength trade, you know, begins to end. So our bias for the euro dollar, markets like the euro dollar, would be to the downside. Bond yields, you see, you can get a bit of a rally in the equity markets, but our overall position would be for kind of weakness. So seeing a market rally into resistance can give us an opportunity to sell at higher prices with a weaker dollar more broadly. And that's really where we are. So we're looking for that next leg, potentially down to these lows. So we've got a few dollar strength trades to focus our attention on, potentially the dollar yen to the upside, dollar Swiss to the upside, dollar CAD to continue. It's quite a surprising rally considering we saw a big spike higher in the last 5 days in crude oil. So that doesn't really stack up very well. It does from a dollar strength perspective. So we're running into support with the Aussie dollar. And we're kind of breaking through support now with the New Zealand dollar. So we're breaking through these levels. So perhaps further downside expected. So we'll absolutely look for dollar strength. The yen, not really enthusiastic about getting into that trade, to be honest. So we got that weakness yesterday in a relatively short period of time. Then we got a little bounce, which you'd expect. And now we're just questioning, where do we go from here? If we kind of rally from these highs, there's a bit of a buy trade. We were talking yesterday, we need this price back to 72.22. That's pretty much where we're at. So now we've got the opportunity. I mean, all this price action occurred during the Asia session overnight. So we can still pull the trigger on the trade. But broadly speaking, we'd be looking for a bit of a swing higher in crude oil. I am mindful we got crude oil inventories today, which is showing our forecast is that we get positive crude oil inventory numbers. So we'll see if we can put that together. It looks like we're breaking lower as far as gold is concerned. So that dollar strength trade is really playing out. Just before I let you go, we'll do our trade plan. This is two major, significant double top now in this level. So do we have the opportunity to look for that weakness in the S&P, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones, potentially? Probably stay away from the Nikkei, the CAC, and the DAX. You know, will we get a bit of a move lower? We'll have to wait and see. They'll all probably follow suit. So in terms of trade plan, it's not a million miles away from kind of where we were at yesterday. There is pockets of concern, but we seem to be in this I think what we'll do is So we're going to stick with this mixed stroke risk off, because yesterday we actually saw a rally in the equity markets. So we're seeing a stronger equity and dollar play at the moment, which is making us a bit uncomfortable. We should have correlations playing out, which is equities up, dollar down, bond yields up, equities down. So we're not really seeing these play out really as we should. The context for these markets is very, very choppy. A lot of the analysis around these markets is really unclear. No one really knows what's going to happen from here. So we're just, again, keeping options open is really not a bad. And we can have a look for that indice weakness is covered with the DAX. So we won't specifically look at that trade, but keeping your options open right now, but focusing really on dollar strength, potential indice weakness, gold sell below. The 26.23 level, let's just take a look. 26.23, sorry, sorry, it's gold. Yeah, we still want to be selling below 26.23, so we can leave that level there. And the S&P, sorry, the crude oil, looking to buy. Crude oil. So we've had that pullback now, so we do get the potential for an opportunity. We just need to be a little bit careful about that entry and make sure we get some volatility to the upside. Because we've got mixed market dynamics, we also want to keep options open. So today, if we do get an opportunity for a swing or we break new highs in the indices, you know, there's no reason why we couldn't change our mind in terms of our trade plan. So this is it up on screen. Mixed market dynamics broadly, but there's risk off in the dollar, there's risk on in the equity, so it is mixed. But we're looking for continuing dollar strength, potential indice weakness, gold looking to sell below 26.23, and crude oil looking to buy above $72-$73 level, which we're currently at now. So we'll have a look at that in just a second. And just as a little caveat, we do want to keep all options open. Yeah, let's turn this into a little notice board. FOMC meeting minutes and US numbers tomorrow. Okay, so makes it a little bit more coherent, doesn't it? Okay. So that's our trade plan. Does look as if we've got a couple of decent opportunities setting up. So let's go and switch rooms now. I'll post that into the chat box. My pleasure as always, guys. We'll wrap it up there if that's okay. Market narratives are a little bit skewed at the minute, kind of all over the place. So we won't really focus on one major narrative over another really just yet. Let's see how these markets play out. Any questions, feel free to post them. On that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you're interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, just go to our website, thelivetraderoom.com, and feel free to connect with us there. So from everyone here, take care, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye for now. My pleasure. Bye-bye.